From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition, Colonel Ryan Dillon, said that pockets of Islamic State group militants still remain in the Syrian city of Raqqa and warned that U.S.-backed Syrian forces would face some resistance.
ISIS is losing its grip. After more than 4 months of operations, Raqqa is more than 90% cleared. We are aware of the reports that ISIS has been defeated in Raqqa. However, clearance operations continue, and we expect our Syrian Democratic Force partners to hit pockets of resistance as the final parts of the city is cleared.
Dillon said that the Syrian Democratic Forces had seized the last strongholds of the militant group in Raqqa, but were not done securing it. The Baghdad government recaptured territory across northern Iraq from Kurds on Tuesday. Scarlett Vitanovich has the story.
The Kurds have held a wide crescent of territory in northern Iraq after helping drive out Islamic State fighters, but have been rolled back by Iraq's lightning-quick campaign, even pulling out of a long-disputed area near the Iranian border. This swift takeover continued on Tuesday as Iraqi forces reclaimed territory across northern Iraq, pushing open a new front in the country's 14-year civil war and sparking a jump in global oil prices.
That was reporter Scarlett Vitanovich. The United Nations peacekeeping chief says South Sudan's government has given only a lukewarm response to a regional effort to revive the 2015 peace agreement and end worsening violence in the world's newest nation. Jean-Pierre Lacroix told the UN Security Council Tuesday that opposition figures, including the country's former vice president, are declared cautious support to the process. This is VOA News.